A Bahrain's prosecutor has summoned the jail leader of the main opposition group, Sheikh Ali Salman, to question him over the alleged violations in his online messages. Salman is already serving a four-year prison sentence over charges of disobedience and inciting anti-regime protests. The prosecution said no new charges were brought against him after the questioning. He has been sent back to prison to serve the rest of his sentence. The office had earlier accused Salman of more serious charge of seeking regime change. He has denied all charges against him. Bahrain's Al-Wafaq Islamic Society earlier denounced the questioning of its leader, saying it violates the Bahraini constitution and international law, which guarantees freedom of speech. Let's speak to Jalal Fairuz. He's a former Bahraini MP and he joins us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Fairuz. Now, this questioning of Sheikh Salman, do you think it was done in order to intimidate him from stopping these messages?
Well, actually, it had several purposes. First of all, they have been trying to stop the people from tweeting what the government doesn't want people to tweet on. Also, they have been trying to keep Sheikh Ali Salman away from the people. That's why he was put behind bars. But Sheikh Ali Salman could break these bars and be able to talk to the people through his family's visits and through his phone calls. He was actually telling his friends to try and tweet on his behalf. That's what the government did not like. Actually, just 10 days ago, Sheikh Ali Salman made a very, very strong talk in the court, actually, and that hurt the government a lot, because there were lots of people who have taken all the words of Sheikh Ali Salman and spread them. So it is, of course, part of it. This is going, of course, more than before, of trying to calm the people and to try to make the wrath even bigger on the neck of the people. But that it's not doing any good for the government.
Right now, Mr. Fairuz, for those of our viewers who are not aware, what kind of a role or rank does Sheikh Ali Salman have in the hearts and minds of those people in Bahrain who are fighting for democracy, who are fighting for human rights?
Well, Sheikh Ali Salman's words, until he was jailed, reached hundreds of thousands of you know, I mean, when we are talking hundreds of thousands, means a very great percentage of the Bahrainis. Imagine Sheikh Ali Salman calling for a protest, and of course, if the protest is not cracked down and it is being allowed, then you would have at least 30% of the Bahrainis turning out. Imagine having 100 million Americans turning out as a third of the American public, for example. So yes, Sheikh Ali Salman was and is still very strong. You could see Sheikh Ali Salman being present in all the reports internationally, and now also in Geneva, in Human Rights Council, and everywhere else.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's a former Bahraini MP, Jalal Fairuz, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Fairuz, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.